97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Speak Up Table. It's Tuesday and my name is Barbara. Our guests today are Nancy Jenkins. She is a certified dietitian, and Mary Fiedler, who specializes in primary care and women's health. Both of them are healthcare professionals at Panhandle Health District. You know, we have a lot of health issues we want to get to today. We want to talk about the areas of exercise and hydration. That's going to be really important with all this hot weather. And other ideas to really be comfortable and healthy in this excessive heat. Opportunities for you to be more physically active. It's on our list of things to talk about. So all that and more. Relax. Stay with us. Come on. Have lunch with us while you live stream the program at NorthIdahoRadio.com. So we'll be back with information that you can use.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
The Pet Patrol and Trading Post can now be found at our website, NorthIdahoRadio.com. If you have lost or have found an animal, just log on to NorthIdahoRadio.com and click on the Pet Patrol tab. The Trading Post, brought to you by Co-op Gas and Supply, is also available to view and post on our web outlet. The Pet Patrol and Trading Post, a service of North Idaho's radio, KSPT KBFI, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Ponderay Garden Center's Independence Day Super Sale is happening now through Saturday. They want to help you get your yard ready for the big weekend by offering incredible savings. All trees and plants are 25% off, and there's a huge inventory to choose from. Check out the concrete pavers and retaining wall blocks, which are 10% off, plus all natural stone, boulders, and water features. Steps and patio stone are also on sale. Highway 95, north of the Schweitzer Cutoff Road. Ponderay Garden Center.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street, to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everyone. Thanks again for joining us. And we are back with Nancy Jenkins and Mary Fiedler, both with the Panhandle Health District. And you know, boy, how can we not start with this excessive heat and how dangerous it is and what we need to do to stay healthy in all of this? Mary, I'll start with you. Give us an idea of what's the first level of distress because of the heat that our bodies experience.
Well, elevated temperature, sweating, pale, cool skin. So it's heat exhaustion is really what we're talking about. A lot of people call it heat stroke, but heat stroke is the one that actually becomes a medical emergency. But so heavy sweating, fast, weak pulse, nausea, vomiting, muscle cramps, tiredness, weakness.
So dizziness. Sweating is actually good. I mean, if you're not sweating, you may be in more dangerous territory. So heavy sweating is a sign that your body at least is really trying to change that body temp, right?
Correct.
And so then the next step is heat
stroke.
Stroke.
Right. And that's more where your body's ability to accommodate is not keeping up. And so then you really get the increased body temperature, hot, red, dry, damp skin, fast and strong pulse, headache, dizziness, still the nausea and vomiting, but you get more of the mentation problems like confusion, losing consciousness or passing out. And that really is, you don't go to your local doctor. You would really go to the emergency room because you need help. And you need help with lowering your temperature with cool clothes or, getting wet towels on you. And you don't give the person something to drink at that point. When you don't have heat stroke, you definitely want to try to be replacing the fluids.
Okay. So here we are in this heat. Let's try to avoid heat exhaustion and heat stroke. What are some of the things that we can do to ensure that we do not get that far along?
So, you know, we always talk about rehydrating, but really you want to prehydrate before you get outside and you're active. So you don't want to even start out in a dehydrated state because that's going to be an easier thing to have happen. And just eating foods, I know Nancy will talk about this more, but eating foods that have natural moisture content in them is a way to also do that. So fruits and vegetables, as well as drinking water.
What about clothing? I mean, some people think, and this is not, I don't think this way, oh, just to uncover everything. I think it's better to be a little bit covered up with something that's lighter color and loose.
For airflow, exactly.
For airflow, you don't want the sun beating right. Yep. It's because it's hotter if it's beating right on your direct skin. Let's take a look, Nancy, at food that will help us stay hydrated. The first one that comes to my mind is watermelon.
And appropriately so, yes. So obviously all produce does have a higher water content than many of the other foods that we eat. But some in particular are high, like watermelon, like tomatoes, the ones that you can obviously see the fluid flow out when you cut them is a good indication. But most people don't get enough fruits or vegetables in their diets, so increasing those this time of year can be really helpful.
Yeah, any time of year, it's good to eat more fruits and vegetables. I like the idea of prehydration. I have read, and want to know if it's true, that when we get a little bit dry in the mouth or thirsty, we're already dehydrated. We're already kind of past where is good for our body. Is that right, Mary?
Yeah, because that's a late signal from your brain telling you when you're thirsty. That's a very late signal. I always like to just say, let your urine, the color of your urine, actually help guide you. If you're, having really concentrated urine, that's really bad for your kidneys. We don't want clear urine though either, because overhydration can be a problem as well. Probably hard in this type of heat, but you want it to be a pale yellow.
Okay.
Yeah, lightly
colored. I love
it.
You know, whenever I've got a daughter-in-law and a niece who are nurses, and honestly, when they get serious, they want to talk to me about something. It's always bodily, something coming out of my body. It's like, what color is it? You know, what the mucus? I don't know. It's like, you guys are just like on to those body excretion things.
But your body talks to us and tells us and gives us signals, regarding how it's functioning. So
So don't get in the sun, stay in the shade, wear loose clothing, drink lots of water, and just, take care of yourself. Stay inside, if you can stay inside, if you've got fans or air conditioning. Not a lot of people have air conditioning up here in North Idaho at this time, right?
We were told when we moved here that we actually didn't need to put air conditioning in our home.
Right.
And we thought, well, I think it's probably a good idea. So I'm really, really glad that we have it.
I also like that you mentioned that one of the downsides of not getting enough water and getting dehydrated is mental confusion. I mean, it's important that people are aware that there is a point at which they stop making good decisions. They just don't know that something is really happening. So we need to look out for each other, people in our family, that they are staying hydrated too, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, the other thing I want to get to at the top of the program, and we may return to this, is the Walk with the Doc program. I am so grateful for Panhandle Health to have had a program like this and that you've re-upped it. Here we are in the summer of 2021. Nancy, tell our audience about the Walk with the Doc program.
Sure. So back in 2018, we had a coalition that was working on a grant called Community Partnerships for Healthy Mothers and Children. And it was brought to our attention that this program existed. I think it started in 2005, if I'm remembering correctly, in Columbus, Ohio. So a physician decided that he wanted to walk the talk, so to speak. He was encouraging his patients to be physically active, but they weren't really following through with it. Maybe they were a little scared because they had a health condition, or they just weren't motivated. And so he decided, well, how about if you come along with me and we'll go ahead and do this walk together? And it started and grew from there and became a national program, and it's now an international program. So we started in 2018 offering the program in Sandpoint and actually in Clark Fork as well. I think Dr. Heather Margaret, a good friend of hers and a colleague, Margaret Wiggins, brought it to our attention and said, we would like to do this, and how can we make this happen? So we collaborated, and we have one program and several branches now.
Yeah. I walked with Dr. Heather in Clark Fork for like 2.5 years, almost 3 years, when I was still living in Hope. And last summer when I came to Sandpoint, I was looking for a Walk with the Doc. So I'm very grateful that it's gotten started again. So it's a national program, and it's so great because, first of all, most people, it's not going to be power walking unless you want to power ahead and leave the doc and the conversation behind, which may be. But it's just a regular walk. It's a nice walk, and you can gather information, right?
Yes. The idea behind it is you start with some sort of healthcare provider, and that healthcare provider educates on a particular topic, and the group can either indicate what that topic might be, or the healthcare provider might come with their own specialty. So you start with a little introduction, a little talk, and then you proceed to do the walk, and you can ask questions and follow up. When we were doing it before, we were doing it Sand Creek Path, I guess it was called. Mm-hmm. And we stopped about halfway through and then carried on the conversation and then went ahead and did the walk back. Mm. And that allowed people to catch up if they were a little bit slower, or those that wanted to go fast could just continue on to the end.
Or maybe wanted to introduce a different topic or something that wouldn't, you know, that the doc or the nurse or the practitioner could deal with. I like that there's going to be a rotation here in Sandpoint. I understand that you have inveigled your husband, a cardiologist, Dr. Jenkins, to be one of the walkers. And a pulmonologist, I think, has been requested. So I just really appreciate that different, you know, it doesn't have to be the same one, a burden every week. Not it's a burden, but, you know, if you're busy working, but to spread, you know, find out what the different specialties are, and then people can avail themselves. So tell us when and where. I have walked with the Walk with the Doc here in Sandpoint since it started, and I really appreciate it. I know there are other walkers that are already faithful. Tell our audience when and where, how to get in on this.
Well, it's in the process of flux, so I want to be clear about that. Right now, we're meeting on Thursdays at 1 o'clock at Traverse Park. right by the tennis courts where the map is at 1 o'clock on Thursdays. And right now in the rotation is Mary, who's a nurse practitioner, as well as Jane Hoover, who recently retired. And many of you may have known her from walking before. She was walking every week with a group in Sandpoint. And then many of the physicians that we started in 2018, we will be re-engaging for, we weren't on pause in 2020, but we'll re-engage them for our walks. So we haven't done that yet because we want to gather enough people to really make it exciting and, you know, worthwhile for them as well as for all the people that would like to come. So work in progress.
Yes, and that's wonderful. And also I think it's important for our listeners to know that if I understand it correctly, like this week is going to be a really hot week, but Mary is going to be there. It's going to be hot, so dress appropriately, stay hydrated. But if you want to walk with your hat and everything, then Mary will be there. If no one shows up, then Mary gets to go back to her office. But otherwise, it's like, and it lasts usually about an hour.
Correct.
Yeah. So let me understand, snow, sleet, Thanksgiving, it doesn't really matter what's going on. At 1 o'clock at Travers, there's going to be somebody there to walk with us.
Even rain, bring an
umbrella. Even rain, bring it. Yes, because it's fun to walk in the rain.
Yeah,
and it's the participant's choice. If it's just, you know, difficult for them, but Thursdays at 1 o'clock, at least for now, it's at 1 o'clock. Thursdays at 1 o'clock at Travers Park. And if that changes, you're going to be well notified of any kind of a change through Panhandle Health. I'll announce it here and keep you posted on what's going on. So thank you for getting Walk with the Doc going again. So we're talking about exercise. The reason we walk with the doc is for information and the camaraderie and all that. But it's also important because exercise is so good for us. There are so many benefits to exercise, and it just regular exercise just doesn't have to be strenuous. Mary, tell us about all the various benefits that we accrue when we just exercise 30 minutes a day, an hour a day.
Yeah, so they, just backing up a little bit, they defined the amount of exercise that's recommended, and it's at least 150 minutes of moderate exercise per week. And if you're looking for weight loss, then you'd want to up that to over 300 minutes of moderate exercise. Or, so 150 of moderate exercise, or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise. And again, if you're wanting to lose weight, then that would increase to 150 minutes at least per week of vigorous exercise. And so what is moderate and what is vigorous? So moderate exercise would be like walking at a brisk pace, which would be like 4 miles per hour, so a 15-minute mile. Heavy cleaning, mowing the lawn, biking at with a light effort, which they define as like 10 to 12 miles per hour, playing tennis, like doubles tennis. So singles tennis would be more vigorous exercise. Hiking would be more vigorous. Jogging at a 6 mile per hour pace, which is 10 minute miles. Shoveling, which we get to do because we live here. Shoveling is considered vigorous exercise. Hopefully we're not doing 150
I would
minutes
like to be,
of vigorous exercise of shoveling, but
I want to be shoveling snow today. I would be happy to do that. Well, I think that what I'm getting out of this is that we lie to ourselves about moderate and vigorous. You know, I've heard that on vigorous, if you can do whatever it is you're doing, not swimming, okay, I take swimming off the list. If you can do whatever you're doing and still sing, it's not vigorous. You can't hold the notes. I mean, you might get through some of it staccato, but you cannot actually sing and do vigorous exercise. Is that pretty true?
Or moderate. That's not moderate.
Or moderate.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
So we usually do the talk test. You should be able to carry on a conversation, but you should not be able to comfortably sing.
Yes. Okay. So. Well, that's good news if you want to stay healthy. It's bad news because you've been lying to yourself all this time. What is moderate and what is vigorous? So moderate, 150 60 minutes a week of moderate. That's 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. That's very doable.
Yeah.
You know, that's very doable.
And research has even showed you don't have to do 30 minutes all in one time, because that's the number one thing that people say is, I don't have time for it. But you could do 2 15-minute sessions in a day and still get the health benefits, especially for your internal health.
So, it's more important that you meet that goal of moderate, what it really means, and vigorous than this one long haul that you might make. Yeah. That's really important. Okay, so why are we doing this again?
So regular exercise helps everything. When I'm talking in the clinic, there's not one person that exercise doesn't come in as part of their treatment plan, even for an annual wellness exam. Well, to stay well, you need the regular exercise to help protect against heart disease, to help protect against stroke, diabetes, obesity, helps with bone health. You know, this past year with COVID, anxiety and depression is through the roof. Regular exercise definitely helps with depression and anxiety, and that's part of the treatment plan of getting to mental health wellness.
It makes you feel better. You get those feel-good endorphins going on, and you feel better. Going out, you go, oh, I don't know if I want to. But then when you come home or you come back from wherever you've been, you feel better.
And you even have increased energy after exercising versus just sitting all day.
And increased metabolism. So your body kind of keeps churning away and burning up those calories.
Even for hours after. And like, it improves sleep. A lot of us have sleep issues. It improves cognitive function. It helps our lipid profile, which is like your cholesterol and your triglycerides. There really isn't and bone health is such a critical women's health care issue. I mean, about 50% of postmenopausal women have osteoporosis. So definitely weight bearing exercise like tennis, pickleball, really, really important to help our bones.
You mentioned a cognitive benefit, and we're up against a break. So I'm going to let this go until after the break. But I want to take some time for people to understand what really happens positively in your brain if you are faithful to some level of exercise every day. All right, everybody, we're going to get to that when we come back right after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
When someone might be thinking about suicide, we can help. It might feel uncomfortable to ask, but we can start with, I'm worried about you. We can say, I'm here for you. We can listen without judgment. And we can connect our friend with people trained to support them. Because even when one of us feels broken, good relatives help keep us whole. To learn more, or for help now, call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255.
Do you have slow, unreliable internet? Intermax brings wireless internet and fiber to families throughout all of North Idaho. But our specialty is bringing a mountain of internet to homes that have challenges finding high-speed internet. Intermax offers internet packages starting at $65 a month. And right now, there are emergency grants available for those who qualify. You only pay $25 a month. Call and ask for Jamie, and your installation will be free.
Call Intermax Networks today for a mountain of high-speed internet, locally owned and operated. Intermaxnetworks.com.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can.
I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone.
And score another for the wave pool.
You already know that Sweet Lou's is the place to dine and watch sports. It's also a great place to work, and both Sweet Lou's locations are now hiring for the summer season ahead. There's openings for cooks, prep cooks, servers, and bussers. Health and dental benefits are available. Apply online today at sweetlouisidaho.com. Located on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Now's the time to secure your summer employment. Apply online for either location by going to sweetlouisidaho.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody. As always, we've got it going on for you here at the Speak Up Table. My guests are Nancy Jenkins and Mary Fiedler. They are with Panhandle Health. Nancy is a certified dietitian, and Mary is a nurse practitioner and specializing in women's health and primary care. So we're talking about exercise, and really we could do the whole program on exercise because, as you were saying, Mary, it feeds and strengthens every part of our body. Every good thing that we need for good health comes from kind of faithful exercise, and it doesn't have to be running marathons either. So I want you to help our audience understand how important exercise is to the function of their brain.
Well, it changes neurotransmitters. So we talked briefly about before the break regarding helping people with anxiety and depression. So it changes serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, all those things, which helps, but also increases synapses in the brain so we can adapt to
changing things.
Yeah,
you know, if things happen in your life that are different and changing, you know, life is change. So it's not like if change happens, it's when it happens, you're more adaptable. You can, I don't know, for me, it's like thinking on your feet a little bit better. You know, think better.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. And it's also protective against dementia, certain forms of dementia. Clearly that's a concern for most people as we get older. And if it's something that we can help prevent that, because a lot of some disease processes, we just have strikes against us. It's genetics. There's nothing we can do about it. But exercise is protective for a lot of the chronic diseases that we see.
It really is. And the other thing, too, I think maybe I've been thinking all through this discussion, kind of thinking adults and that, but the kids need this exercise as much as the adults do. I saw a some kind of a random test where exercise was done with, I think it was 5 and 6 year olds. And then they were tested in certain areas. The ones who had exercised did better on the tests. They performed better. They were faster. And the ones who were like played games during that period of time did to a person, they did not do as well.
Yeah. So the recommendation for children is actually, so for adults, we had mentioned like 30 minutes on most days, that's our goal to get at least that. And then, but for kids, the goal really is an hour of active exercise or motion.
That is really good. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because they do, their bodies are growing. I mean, you want their synapses to be firing and their brains to get all that oxygen and all that good feeling, and they will associate that for the rest of their life when they have that. It's just like eating your fruits and veggies when you're young.
It becomes habit,
it's
right?
It's habit. You'll eat them. Well, Nancy, you have brought information for our audience about JC's Race. Talking about exercise, this is an opportunity. So tell our audience about that, what the purpose is, when and where.
So the purpose is, one, to be physically active, and it's available for both children and adults. So it's a 5K or a 1K. It can be a walk, it can be a stroll, or it can be a very competitive race. And we have highly competitive people that get right in the front for the 5K, and others that are just along to be supportive and get a nice walk in. It is on Sunday, July 11th. The 5K race starts at 8:30 in the morning. The 1K race starts at 9:30, which is a little bit later than we've done it in the past. We had to modify significantly to make it happen last year. And I'll tell you in a minute why we did that. And this year we've modified it a little as well, but not as much as we had to last year. So we're hoping to get back all the traditional things that we usually do. This will be our 15th time doing the event in Sandpoint. The very first event was done in Colorado in 2001, so 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So been a labor of love to continue it here in Sandpoint this long. So the reason that we do it is to benefit children who are struggling with severe illness. Some of them have cancer. Some of them have arthritis at a young age and aren't able to walk or run. And in fact, sometimes we hear people say we're running for them because they can't do it themselves in many cases. So all the money we generate is to help these local families with whatever severe illness that they're having to deal with.
You know, the namesake for this race is what, now like 25 years old or something, and has, you know, benefited from, the medicine and the treatment in that person's, her care. And so it's just now rolling on to all these other children every year that are helped, and the families that are helped, so they get the treatment that they need.
Exactly. So she was diagnosed in 2001 and had significant amount of treatment to get healthy and well. And then she was diagnosed with a second cancer in 2018. Mm-hmm. So she had the experience of having to go through that again. And many of the families that we're dealing with, that is true for them as well. It's not one and done in many cases. And some of them have very severe situations that are daily and ongoing. And that's why last year, in spite of the pandemic, we wanted to still do something for them, because their illnesses didn't stop. Even though the rest of us sort of went behind the walls and snuggled in, they were not able to do that. They still had to try to get their medical treatment and figure out how to pay for it when, in many cases, they didn't have jobs. So
July 11th, and where and when?
It's at Sandpoint High School, and like I said, the 5K starts at 8:30 in the morning. We're there very early, so you could come as early as 7 if you wanted to. Be helpful.
8:30, right?
8:30 a.m. Okay. Sandpoint High School, which is on Division Street. And then the 1K race starts at 9:30. And we have packet pickup and shirts and that sort of thing on the night before. So Saturday night from 4 to 5:30, if you're pre-registered, you can pick up your information then. If you come to the event and you don't want to race or walk, we want you to, because that's good, healthy exercise. But if you'd like to just come and be supportive, we have a silent auction. We have lots of kids' events right there in the lawn outside at Sandpoint High School. It's very fun, high energy. We have a very special MC involved, so it's a very fun event.
Want to let us know who the MC is, or is that going to be a surprise?
It's not a surprise, because he's been loyal and faithful ever since we started, and that would be our one and only Derek Walker, K102. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And it's a fundraiser. So what is the cost? Is there a website that we can direct our listeners to where they can go and pre-register and take care of this?
Thank you for asking that. Yes, it's $25 to participate in the 5K. It's $15 to participate in the 1K if you're an adult. So both of those events are totally free for children 12 and under. So we bring kids, because we want a lot of kids there for these kids that we're benefiting. You can go to jcs-race.com, or probably if you put in JC's Race at this point, you'll find it. But it's jcs-race.com, and that will provide all the information. There's a GoFundMe button so that you can donate right there on the website. You can mail a check in. There's, many ways to be able to donate.
You know, I really like that there are people that maybe, I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but they may think, I don't want to do the 5K or even the 1K, but I want to donate. I want to go and cheer people on. I want to be a part of the silent auction, or I just want to, donate. And you accept cash and local checks, I'm assuming. What about credit cards?
Credit cards on site. Donations to the silent auction are fun. We actually provide gifts for the families, because we found that many times the siblings are affected as well. It's not just the child that's ill, mm-hmm. and they really enjoy being there and getting gifts. So if you have something child appropriate and you'd like to donate that, that's another way you can participate.
That is excellent. Well, I'll announce this again next Tuesday on the program, and JC's race, July 11th at Sandpoint High School, starting at 8:30 in the morning. But like Nancy said, get there early because it's a big group of people.
Yes, you know, and so we will have plenty of water and several water stations so you can stay well hydrated and you could participate.
And water,
fruit.
And I was going to say watermelon. At the end of the race, there'll be watermelon and what, granola bars or something?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break right now while we change our topic. Don't go away. We have a lot more for you. We want to talk about the Bonner County Coalition for Health Purposes, their meetings. And I want to go back to this idea of the bone health and have Mary talk about that, because a lot of people think that's just a women's issue. Men also get osteoporosis. Men also get breast cancer. So even though we're kind of focusing for those topics on women's health per se, it's really for you guys too. So wives, you take care of your guys out there. All right, we'll be right back.
You already know that Sweet Lou's is the place to dine and watch sports. It's also a great place to work, and both Sweet Lou's locations are now hiring for the summer season ahead. There's openings for cooks, prep cooks, servers, and bussers. Health and dental benefits are available. Apply online today at sweetlouisidaho.com. Located on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Now's the time to secure your summer employment. Apply online for either location by going to sweetlouisidaho.com.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Ever wonder what life would be like without frozen drinks and slushies from McDonald's? Yeah, I don't want to think about that either. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Recharge and refresh with frozen drinks like the new frozen Dr. Pepper. Or try a Minute Maid slushie like the new strawberry watermelon flavor. Get any small for just $1.69. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Linus Jelinek here from the Community Resource and Vision Center, and we're open for business. This is considered an innovation center because we're doing something we've never done before to help those who are in need or in crisis. We're creating a hub of resource providers who are together in one location to increase the efficiency of delivering services and to optimize our resources. We're looking for the right service providers to partner with. Space is limited for nonprofits to join us full-time, and monthly fees are negotiable. If you're part of a nonprofit and want to be part of the legacy of turning the tide of poverty in our community by helping people help themselves, then give us a call at 208-920-1840 or stop by our new location at 130 McGee Road, Suite 220, right next to Lighthouse. Or visit us online at crecidaho.com. That's crecidaho.com.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Strength training. Hey, everybody, welcome in. We are enjoying the program today with Nancy Jenkins, Mary Fiedler, there with Panhandle Health. And they just have a lot of good information for us to, you know, be reminded of if you already know this, and some new stuff, too. So I want to talk about key wellness screenings for women and talk about why they're important and what they are. So get us started, Mary.
Well, if we're going with the bone health thing that we mentioned briefly, is like the DEXA scan in older women. So that's checking for how the, if your bones are porous, meaning you can break a bone when you're older and not even fall down and break a bone. And people die from osteoporosis. This is a real, real healthcare issue. So that's why the weight bearing type of exercise is one of the things that you can do to prevent osteoporosis.
Any kind of resistance, like bands, or I was talking, or bands can be resistance kind of weight training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bands on your legs and bands on your arm, but right. Like the weight bearing as far as for the pelvic girdle, for your hip and your so like biking is very good exercise, but isn't the best exercise for bone health. Does that make sense? Because your pelvic is resting on that seat. So,
you know, I have been thinking and aware, I think, that our flexors, our hip flexors and our pelvic area, not to mention just our biome, the brain and our gut, this is like the center of the universe, so to speak. I mean, this is keeps us moving fluidly. It's the way we stop ourselves from falling down because your legs and your legs are moving well. It's really important that people keep that whole pelvic girdle and that pelvic area strong and flexible, right?
Right. And so when they're talking about strength training, the recommendation is at least twice weekly in all the major muscle groups, which is shoulders, arms, legs, hip, back, your abs, and your chest. So getting all of those, not just doing half of your body or part of your body.
When should a DEXA exam be start? When should it begin? At what age?
That's complicated. So it's not just at an age, but insurance will start paying for it at age 65. But earlier, if you have certain healthcare criteria, if you have a lot of fractures that are like non-traumatic fractures or even traumatic fracture, because non-traumatic, that's an indicator, like, why are you breaking bone and there's not been much force on that, or if you're on certain medications, or if you've gone certain thyroid conditions put you more at risk. So
pretty much your doctor would be alert to this with you.
Yep. And being underweight, like being not enough weight, actually puts you more at risk for osteoporosis than being overweight or
overweight.
And
I'm looking around, we're all pretty small boned. I think that's another issue. And DEXA, just for those of you who haven't had it, it's non-invasive. It's just that you lay down and it's pretty comfy. It's non-invasive. It doesn't hurt. Unlike, I think, the mammogram. Let's talk about the mammogram next.
So I like to think that the mammogram doesn't hurt. It's painful for some people, but it's pressure, right? It's pressure because, but the beauty of the mammogram is that it's going to pick up something well before you even feel a lump. And for a mammogram to even pick it up, the breast cancer has been there for years and years. But if you wait till you actually feel it, it's been that much longer. Because if you think of what cancer is, it's one cell dividing into two, dividing into four, and your immune system's not keeping that in check. So, and also Bonner General, they're doing the 3D mammography now. So back, I don't know, at least for 5 years they've been doing it, but like 10 years ago, they were only doing 2D mammography. And so the radiologist does a much better job of being able to evaluate the breast tissue, and have less callbacks to less time to have to go back, because they can't see the shadow or the density. So,
and it's important to have a mammogram every year, unless there's some counterindication, which I can't think of what that would be. But so they get a baseline. Is mammogram like at 50 or 55? Where does that usually begin?
So different organizations that oversee women's health say different ages. Some still say age 40, like OBGYN, ACOG would say age 40. We follow American Cancer Society. So for average risk women, they say age 45. Unless, of course, there's feeling something, then of course you're going
right,
earlier.
Right, right.
But for average risk women without any palpable lump or any changes in their breasts, you start at age 45, and they say every year through age 54, and then 55 or and older, they say every 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's some reason they find something and they want to follow up on it.
Correct.
Okay, so 40 or 45, depending on, and this is, again, this is something you talk to your doctor about and would make that recommendation. Yes, okay, the mammogram, I think they're a little bit painful. I'll go that far. So we were talking on the break that I was saying, okay, self-exam for, but you were saying, I mean, if it's gone so far that you're feeling the lump, you're way past. So get the mammogram. That's the safest. But you said what was important was self-breast awareness. How does that work?
That's just the terminology that they use. And for some women, that's like once a month that they should do feel their breasts, and they recommend laying down if you're going to be doing it. And actually, if you're still having periods, to do it right after your period, because then your breasts are less lumpy, like right before your period. Some people have lumpy breasts, and they're less tender. And then you're doing it under the same hormonal influence. So right after your period is the best time. And if you're at an age in your life where you're not having periods, you can just pick like your birthday of every month or the first day of the month or whatever, if you want to be doing that. But Yeah.
So it's really important to, I mean, I think some people, and I'll put myself in that category sometimes in some areas, you just, you know, out of sight, out of mind, you just kind of let it go. But really, just look at your breasts in the mirror. Sometimes you will see something that's different, the way it looks feel it.
Skin changes that you may notice. Or
any
like
kind of pain, kind of discomfort.
Or if you're moving your arm and the breast tissue's not lowering as you're lowering your arm, that would be a cause for concern that you'd want to get checked out as well.
You know, I know this is a lot of information for our listeners to absorb. So the next time that you are talking with your healthcare practitioner, just go over these things during your wellness check or when the next time you talk to your doc or your nurse practitioner, to go over these so you have them in your mind and you're aware of it. Well, we've got time to get to another item with Nancy, and that's the Bonner County Coalition for Health Purposes. Health Purposes. Did I say that right?
It's actually the Bonner County Coalition for Health.
For Health. Okay. Yes. So I was going to / purposes and meetings. Tell us about it.
It was started in 2016, and the idea was to implement another grant that the health district received, and we were trying to improve the health of our local community. We were trying to improve access to healthy food, and we were trying to increase physical activity and increase community clinical linkages. So we actually broke out into about 4 separate subgroups and have 4 distinct projects that have been ongoing, and we continue to bring in new ideas as we have new people join the coalition. The coalition has physicians, nurse practitioners, physical therapists. We have the city involved. We have Mountain States Early Head Start and also the senior center. So a wide range of representation in our coalition.
And it's a monthly meeting?
It meets once a month, the second Tuesday of each month.
Can anyone attend?
Yes and no. So we went virtual over the COVID time, and now that we just had our first in-person meeting and we were very limited on space because we're still respecting social distancing and understand that not everyone has had an opportunity to be vaccinated, or some people are choosing not to be. So if they're interested in participating, they can contact me and I can tell them more about it and get them a space.
All right. And you can reach both Nancy and Mary at Panhandle Health District. Want to repeat this Thursday and every Thursday thereafter at Traverse Park, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's going to be someone there to walk with you and talk with you and encourage you to get that exercise into your life and to be more faithful to it. And if you dare, go ahead and ask them again about moderate and vigorous, because you're going to be surprised. And the other thing is JC's race on July 11th, Sunday, July 11th, 8:30 in the morning at Sandpoint High School. You can register. You can pre-register at JC's website. And it's a great fundraiser, great fun, lots of good things going on. So I want to thank both of you for being here with me today. What a great program, really good information. Nancy Jenkins, Mary Fiedler, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And next week, I'm pretty jazzed because I'm going to get to talk with Dr. Ty Corbridge. He's a dentist here locally in Sandpoint, and he's going to be here to remind us how we can work together with our dentists for good oral health and beautiful teeth. And you know, talking about how important exercise is for our health, I think it's amazing how important oral health is also for all of our health. People think it's just in the mouth area, but it's all over the body. All that next week with Dr. Ty. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care and God bless you.